unaiweka hakuna jasa tu mani kujita siku yeweka siga nichoka koweka unamentena kamtesi clear sipa nika na antena kantu anaimbila inea langizi kumbuka ya kama days of infanga busy this is even in a gangsta but in a job wa mafili nipali iwe kumutima ya badwa jiwe chikali munga wa zone fam za kutenga tenzi nesiliza iwe top time bela katora chinga simpo for you usikumbuka ninapanga kanyimbo for you ledo naziwa love rima bela paliponte sambo kula vinga chawizo onto ndaba ala kumatena kufika kumazulo nimbena mungane jiloto nilikutulo jiwe dream come true ni usheni jiwe kanya makosa ziwika muosheni unanikonja soche mwene nilini nilibena ndala mani mashoka chivi jiwe
mpita powering up for Osaka City 91.3 FM. Turn up your radio, good music lives here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Father Frank Walia calls for unity in resolving ECL burial impasse as today marks exactly 9 months since his death. Government reviewing laws to guide land ownership for foreign nationals in Zambia. In international news, Somalia's new constitution will see directly elected lawmakers. In sports, FARS clarifies Kundananji Katongo situation as WAFCON camp opens.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Solid Waste Management and Recycling Association of Zambia is urging the Citizen Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, to develop a targeted policy aimed at empowering community-based entrepreneurs with loans specifically for acquiring tractors. According to the association's president, Harun Witi, this initiative would help tackle challenges related to solid waste collection, particularly transportation, which remains a major obstacle for CBEs. While there has been notable progress in solid waste collection in Lusaka, the volume of waste generation continues to be high. And according to the Lusaka Solid Waste Management Company Limited, the legal solid waste collected was increased from approximately 350 tons per day in 2023 to 550 per day as of December, highlighting the need for enhanced transportation capacity. Mr. Witi is optimistic that providing loan empowerment for tractors will significantly improve solid waste management. He further encourages CEEC to consider using integrated enterprises as collateral for these loans.
There will only be 10 tractors in any tractor. If you can give 10 tractors to the CBE at the loan, it will be more helpful because they will look out there. So if CEC can also have a deliberate policy of giving out these as loan and the collateral being the integrated, because the people are giving us the contract, then things will be so easy tomorrow. Thank you very much, because that will be the guarantee we have. Thank you.
We are joined by Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission Public Relations and Communications Manager, Midelo Mokata, on the Power FM Lunchtime News. Good afternoon and thank you for joining us. Hello, Mr. Mokata. We seem to be having a connection problem, but we will be getting back to this story in just a bit. Today marks exactly 9 months since sixth Republican president died in South Africa. However, the late former head of state remains unburied due to increased tension between his family and the government. The government dragged the family to court for refusing to bury the former head of state in Zambia on grounds that the sitting Republican president should not attend the burial of his predecessor. and the United Party for National Development Presidential Support System Media Director, Father Frank Walia, says the delay in the burial of late President Edgar Lungu is mainly due to the position taken by the family. The impasse is not because the institutions have failed, but because of disagreements surrounding the late president's reported wishes about who should attend his funeral. Speaking during the political podcast, Father Walia said that earlier claims suggested that the late President Edgar Lungu did not want President Hichilema to attend his funeral led to further confusion. He has since emphasized that attempts suggesting that the burial is being delayed because the head of state has refused to step aside are misleading. Mr. Walia has since called for calm and dialogue, saying the country needs unity and closure over the burial of its former leader.
My gut feeling is that there's no way he could have said that, because this is a man who honored and respected the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation and did everything possible to actualize, to continue to consummate this declaration. This is a man that projected himself to all of us as a Christian, preaching love, preaching forgiveness, preaching reconciliation. And I'm one of those who avoid this blame thing. It's not reconciliatory in nature. It's a blame game that does not take the, that wouldn't take the country anywhere. When somebody dies, it is our culture that we bury our differences, then we bury that person. If there are issues to be discussed, you discuss them later.